For now, Jack is in safe hands with the prophet Elijah, and Benjamin his helper. But not Robin. She's found herself in big trouble as she refuses to bow down to Queen Jezebel's false gods.
Don't you realize who I am? Don't you know how many worshippers of this god of yours I have sent to their deaths? Bow down or give up your life.
I can't. There's only one god, and he said not to bow down to other gods. I can't do it.
Then, my little waif, you will die. Do you hear me? Die! Oh, Obadiah!
But I don't want to die.
Yes, Your Highness.
Take this brat to the prison. I want her executed at first light.
Executed? She confessed to being a spy?
Worse. She's a worshipper of Yahweh, that god of those Israelites. Probably leave with that cursed Elijah. Get her out of my sight.
Yes, my queen.
And Obadiah.
Your Highness.
If you let her escape, I'll have your head. Do you understand?
Yes, my queen. Come, my child.
Jehoshaphat, put down that incense. We're leaving. But Jezreel, if I don't get away from these despicable people, I'll go mad.
I don't think I like her very much.
Come, quickly.
But I don't like the prison.
You're not going to prison. I must get you to safety.
But why?
Because, like you, I am a believer of the one true God. And I have to confess, I have never seen a child so young behave so bravely against the queen. Here, hurry, down this stairwell.
Where are you taking me?
To the secret caves. Come, further in.
Wow. Who are all these people?
They are refugees, prophets of God, who are hiding here from the queen. She's promised to destroy them all if she can. So, I've hidden them here in these caves. Brothers and sisters, this is Robin, young in looks, but strong in faith. In the presence of the queen, she refused to bow down to the false gods. I leave her here in your good company until I return from the king's business. Stay here, Robin. They will keep you safe.
Yes, sir. But Obadiah, when the queen finds out, she said she'd kill you.
I know. You don't have to remind me. One crisis at a time.
But I can't let you die for me.
The queen has gone to her palace in Jezreel. Maybe she'll forget about you.
I'm sorry to cause so much trouble.
Yes. Yes, you are rather a bold young lady. Amasiah, I must take a journey for the king. I leave Robin in your charge.
On my life, master, she is safe with us.
Yes, but are you safe with her?
Hurry along, Benjamin. Jack, we're losing time.
Yes, Master.
I'm coming, Elijah. I'm coming. Boy, you didn't tell me I had to carry so much stuff.
What are you complaining about? I've been doing it alone for weeks.
Are you my manservant or not? If you're not, then I will proceed alone.
No, Master. Where you go, I'll go.
Me too. It's the only way I'm going to find Robin. If she's even around here. Tell me something. What's going to happen when we get to where we're going?
I don't know. Only the Master knows.
Wait. Someone is coming through. Ah, it's the man I have come to see.
King Ahab?
Close. Very close. Obadiah!
Obadiah?
Praise to God. Is this really you, my lord? Elijah.
It is I.
Who is this guy?
If it's who I think it is, he's an official in the palace.
Maybe he's seen Robin.
Obadiah, go tell your master Elijah has returned.
What? Master?
Go tell your master that I'm here.
Have I done something wrong, master? Why do you want your servant to die at the hands of King Ahab?
Die, Obadiah?
Well, there isn't a nation or kingdom where King Ahab hasn't sent someone to look for you. And when they claimed you were there and you weren't, the king was furious. And now you want me to tell the king I found you? What if the Lord takes you away again and hides you? King Ahab will kill me. And if he kills me, The many prophets I've hidden in the secret caves will not be safe.
As the Lord Almighty lives, whom I serve, Obadiah, I will surely present myself to Ahab today. Now go. I will wait here.
I am your servant, Master.
Wait! Oh, I didn't get to ask him about Robin.
Come, boys. We'll wait under those trees.
Master, what are you going to do if the king comes with his army?
It will take more than a mere army to stop me from this mission of God.
Elijah! Elijah! He's here somewhere, I swear it!
Obadiah, I will be most displeased if... Elijah, is that you, O troubler of Israel?
I am not the one who troubles Israel, but you and your father's family have. You have abandoned the Lord's commands and have followed Baal.
Yes, yes, so you have said again and again. Now, what do you want?
Thus commands the Lord God. Summon the representatives from all of Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel. And bring the 450 priests of Baal and the 400 priests of Asherah, the ones who eat at Jezebel's table.
Oh, really? Huh. Is that all?
That is all.
And why should I do all those things for you, tormentor of my soul?
You will do it.
Come, Obadiah. We have work to do at the palace. Mount Carmel again.
Amasiah, where are you?
Here, my lord.
Obadiah!
Hello, Robin. Amasiah, listen closely. I have only a few moments before the king will wonder where I am.
What is it, lord?
Elijah has returned.
Oh, God be praised.
He has asked for a meeting with the priests of Baal and Asherah on Mount Carmel, along with the representatives of Israel. The king has agreed, and I'm going there now.
Oh, Elijah on Mount Carmel. I remember something about that. Let's go.
Easy, child. There's more. I've come to tell you all that if the king turns against Elijah, I fear for all God-fearing men and women. Amasiah, you must make plans of escape.
Yes, Obadiah.
I will return if I can, but if you do not hear from me within 2 days' time, go. You know what to do.
Of course, my lord.
God be with you. As for you, strong-willed Robin, I pray blessings on this new life of yours. I hope it is better than the one you're leaving behind.
Obadiah, wait! You don't understand. I don't belong here. This isn't my time. I have to go with you.
I'm sorry.
I think I know what's going to happen on the mountain.
Robin, please.
Look, I can disguise myself. I'll hide somehow. But I can't stay here. I don't belong here. I have to go to Mount Carmel, whether I go with you or not.
Are you always so headstrong?
Yeah, it gets me into trouble a lot.
Little wonder. Very well. Follow me then. I have a plan.
What do you see?
People. There are lots of people.
They're the representatives from all over Israel. But do you see your friend?
No. I thought she'd be here, though. Somehow.
You, servant of the prophet, where is your master?
Who? Me?
Show more respect for your king. Get down off that cart at once.
Yes, sir.
I didn't come all this way to admire the scenery. I've assembled the representatives and the priests, as your master said. Where is he?
Benjamin?
He's coming, King Ahab.
If this is another one of those disappearing tricks, I'll have your heads.
It is no trick, Ahab. I'm here.
Then get on with it. The people are growing restless.
The 450 priests of Baal are here?
Yes.
The 400 priests of Asherah? I do not see them.
They're not coming. My wife and her priests have declined your invitation. Hmm.
Are the two altars prepared?
Yes, yes.
Then call the people together. I am ready.
Finally. Sound the trumpets! They're waiting, Prophet.
Hear, O Israel, this question to you from the Lord God. How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, then follow him. If Baal is God, then follow him. I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left, but Baal has 450 priests. Get two bulls for us. Let the priests of Baal choose one for themselves. Let them cut it into pieces and put it on the wood, but do not set fire to it. Then you call out the name of your God, this Baal, whom you claim to be a god of the sun, and I will call on the name of the Lord. The God who answers by fire, he is the Lord God of Israel. Do you agree? Priests of Baal, choose one of the bulls. Prepare it. Then call on the name of your God. But do not light the fire.
Bring the bull! Hey, Benjamin, are they going to do what I think they're going to do?
Probably.
Oh, gross. I don't want to watch.
Whoa! Whoa! Here we are, child. Mount Carmel.
Wow! Look at all the people!
They've already begun. Oh, I hope we haven't missed anything important. Come quickly.
Do I look all right? Do I look like a beggar?
Yes, yes, a perfect disguise. Hurry!
What's going on up there?
Well, it looks like... Yes, yes, the priests of Baal are making an offering. Let's go, Robin.
Look, Obadiah, next to the altar, it's Jack. It's my friend Jack.
No, Robin, wait. It's not safe to interrupt.
But it's Jack. I have to go...
Quiet, child!
Shout louder. Maybe your God is deep in thought or too busy. Louder. Maybe he is on a journey and cannot hear you. Maybe he is sleeping. Have you had enough? Come to my altar. Benjamin, Jack, assist me.
Yes, sir.
I have built my altar from 12 stones. One for each tribe of Israel. See how I have dug a trench around it. And here upon the wood is my sacrifice. Now, pour the jars of water on the wood of the sacrifice, boys.
Yes, sir.
But how will it catch fire?
Do what he says, Jack.
Okay, okay.
See how they cover the wood and the sacrifice with water.
Done, Master.
Do it again.
Again?
Yes, Master.
A second time the water is being poured upon the wood and offering. And now do it a third time.
A third? But it's already overflowing from the trench.
Come, Jack. We have poured the water a third time, Master.
You have done well. O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again.
Look at the sky, Jack! Look!
Get down, Benjamin! Get down!
Jack!
What is happening, Robin? Come back!
Get down! Hurry!
Jack!
Adventures in Odyssey will continue right after this. And now, back to today's Adventure in Odyssey.
Are you nuts? Running up to me like, Robin, it's you. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. Boy, I never thought I'd be happy to see you again.
Yeah, likewise. What's with the getup?
I'll tell you later.
Did you see that, Jack? Did you see it? The fire from heaven took everything. The sacrifice, the wood, the stones, even the water.
I saw.
Look at everybody. Now they believe in God.
You have seen the power of the Lord God. And now, seize the priests of Baal. Don't let anyone get away.
Elijah, great prophet of God, I never doubted you. I've known all these years you would return to bring the people to the Lord. Come back to my tent, won't you? This is a time for feasting.
You go eat and drink, Ahab, for I hear the sound of heavy rain. Benjamin, come.
Rain? It's not raining.
Master, wait. This is Robin, the friend I was looking for.
I'm glad you found her. Benjamin?
But where are you going?
Further into the mountain. To God's promise of rain.
May we come with you?
No, Jack. This task Benjamin and I must do alone. You have served me well, and I am grateful. God's peace be on the both of you. Come along, Benjamin.
Goodbye, Jack. An honor to meet you, Robin. He did not say his friend was so pretty, even in beggar's clothes.
Are you kidding?
Good grief.
God's blessings.
And to you, Benjamin.
Farewell.
I wonder what we're supposed to do now.
Robin, you're safe. Oh, thank God.
You ran away from me and...
Obadiah, look, it's Jack. He followed me here and I didn't even know it.
Oh, peace to you, Jack. You have witnessed a glorious day. The priests of Baal have been chased by all the people. We'll have no more trouble from them. Praise be to God. Come, this is a day for rejoicing. The people have returned to the Lord God. We'll feast with the king.
Food?
Where? I'm starving.
This way.
Oh, I don't think I've ever eaten so much.
Pass me some of that brown stuff over there. I like it.
You mean the rabbit?
Rabbit? I've been eating Bugs Bunny?
Good grief, Robin.
In all my years, I have never seen anything like it. The fire consumed everything.
Yes, my king, but what has become of the prophet Elijah?
How would I know? He promised rain and disappeared again. Can you imagine? 3 years of drought and he promises rain.
Surely it is impossible for the man to do 2 miracles in 1 day.
With Elijah and his God, nothing is impossible.
Let go of me! I have a message for the king!
Benjamin!
Let him go, soldier. What is it, boy?
Listen to me, all of you. I have this message from Elijah.
Hurry, lad, speak it. What does the prophet want now?
He said to go and tell Ahab this. Hitch up your chariot and go down the mountain before the rain stops you.
The rain? Again, Elijah talks of rain, but I don't see him. Everyone, to your animals, quickly! We must go to the queen's palace in Jezreel. Rain? After 3 years? Thank God.
Obadiah, what are we gonna do? We can't go back to the queen.
Yes, we can, Robin. After what has happened today, the king will take care of the queen. She won't bother us again.
I don't believe my ears! You fool! You have been deceived, tricked by a camel-haired magician.
But Jezebel, if you had been there, the fire came down from the sky. It took everything. And the rain, oh, surely you see the rain with your own eyes.
I don't care about the rain. You let him kill 450 of my priests.
His God is more powerful than Baal. Don't you understand?
I understand only one thing, Ahab. May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow, Elijah's life isn't the same as one of those priest.
But,
dear. Oh, you'd better make your choice now, my husband. Will you spend your days with this god of Elijah's or with me?
But Jezebel, please not in front of the children.
Yes, the children.
Robin?
I had a feeling this wasn't a good idea.
How courteous of you to bring them to me, Obadiah. Isn't this girl the spy I wanted executed in Samaria?
Queen Jezebel, it is a mistake. I beg you...
Oh, hold your tongue. Guards, grab them.
Hey, what's going on?
Jack, run!
Oh, no, you don't, my sweet little waif. You're mine now. And who is this? Another spy for the trickster prophet?
No!
Let go!
Oh, you won't escape from me this time. I will oversee your execution personally. Guard, your sword!
No, you can't!
Stop it! Let go of me!
Help!
Hey!
Whoa, what is this?
Jack, Robin. What in the world are you two doing in the imagination station?
Yeah. Couldn't you read my work of art sign hanging there saying, keep off?
I'm sorry, Mr. Whitaker. It's all my fault.
It's my fault, too. I'm sorry, really.
Oh, I believe you, but...
I know what you're gonna say. Punish me any way you want. Just don't make me go to prison, please.
Prison?
And no executions. I couldn't take another one of those.
Executions?
Yeah, no executions. Anything but that. I promise I'll never disobey another keep-off sign again.
And I won't let her.
Whit, is any of this making any sense?
Well, Tom, I think the imagination station is working again. Why don't the two of you come downstairs and tell us which adventure you had?
Oh, boy. Where do I start? First, there was this palace.
No, Robin. First, I was on the road to Samaria.
And
there was this boy
to
guard.
Well,
and there was this
so
cow there.
If you have your Bible, open it to 1 Kings chapter 18. There you can see that Elijah and Queen Jezebel had even more struggles than what we heard in our two adventures. What happened to them? Read the rest of their fascinating story and you'll see firsthand how God can do mighty works through ordinary people and how he ultimately does justice to those who rebel against him. Well, that's it for now. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.